The age of the internet has forever revolutionized advertising and the way we market our brands to consumers. One way we do this is through social media, a young medium that changes a lot, but is extremely impactful nonetheless. Between a portion of modern teenagers spending as much as 6 to 8 hours on their phones daily, and Facebook serving about 2.4 billion active users, it's no question that the way you market your brand on social media can make or break your company. I'm sitting here with Nahaji Cross, Marketing and Fund Development Associate, who is in charge of Philly Youth Basketball's social media operations. Can you explain to me what Philly Youth Basketball is and what their goals are?
Hey Tyler, how are you doing? Thanks for having me. Philadelphia Youth Basketball is a nonprofit organization, actually nearing the completion of our fourth year. Our mission statement is that we aim to use the game of basketball to provide young people and under-resourced communities with exposures and experiences that will help them achieve success and upward mobility. We preach the saying that it's more than basketball, and we believe in using basketball as a vehicle to drive young people to access their full potential. Not necessarily in the sense where every kid is going to be a future NBA star, but every kid will want their best for themselves, their family, and their community, while stopping at nothing to achieve that.
So how would you say that Philly Youth Basketball aims to differentiate themselves from similar movements in the Philadelphia area?
Well, a thing we always say at Philadelphia Youth Basketball is this is more than basketball. Our mission statement speaks to the importance of creating opportunities for young people to reach their potential not only as students and athletes, but also as positive leaders in their schools, communities, and the larger society. We're deeply committed in the concept of distributive leadership, which in simple terms means that we are an organization of many leaders and many voices, and those people who are best informed and closest to the work will drive the action in the decision-making. To put it in basketball terms, like our president and CEO Kenny Holdsman often does, a low ego and high output point guard distributes the ball to teammates in ways that maximize team success and puts people in positions to optimize their capabilities. We help them optimize their capabilities using our three core programs: the Middle School Partnership Program, also known as MSPP, Hoopers, which is our Girls Empowerment Program, and our Collegiate Summer Camp Series, also known as CSCS. The Middle School Partnership Program is a 20-week program operated through a partnership with 7 underserved Title I public middle schools in North and West Philadelphia. We help 200 boys and girls in grades 6 to 8, all of whom are from lower-income families in North and West Philadelphia. On Tuesdays and Thursdays after school from 3:15 to 5:15, they are given an hour of academic learning and an hour of on-court learning offered by mentors and coaches at each school site. We guarantee that each participant has voice, value, and visibility, along with one-to-one relationships with more than one staff member. Hoopers is a basketball skill development and gameplay, as well as an off-court component dedicated to activities and conversations that are unique to female student athletes' development. We help around 50 middle school-aged girls over a 4-week program. It is 100% led and staffed by women. We provide a space for young girls to build self-confidence, self-worth, positive leadership skills, friendships, and an opportunity to empower other young girls similar to themselves. CSCS are 7 week-long camps held on campuses of Philadelphia's top colleges and universities. Around 500 campers from a variety of neighborhoods and backgrounds are all served. It is created to help student athletes prevent summer backsliding during the summer months and to build a more favorable outlook for athletic, academic, and personal achievement leading into the school year. Each 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. camp day includes basketball skill building and gameplay, an hour of academic enrichment, positive coaching and mentorship, leadership development, a healthy breakfast, and lunch with nutritious information.
So what has PYB accomplished in its first 4 years as a company?
Well, over 4 years, we've touched the lives of hundreds of deserving young people in our core programming. 90% of them come from under-resourced families and communities in the Philadelphia area. Nearly 100 volunteers have engaged with us, and they all add their time, talent, treasure, and ties. We've built a 27-member board of directors and they are all passionate and diverse leaders within the youth and education, business, philanthropic, and basketball communities. We've raised just under $1 million in programming operating support from 472 donors, all including individuals, foundations, and corporations. We've established 50 programmatic and operating partnerships with specialized providers and local businesses. One of those local businesses includes Dr. Jerkenstein's, and they are our nutrition and program leaders. They expose young people to healthy meals and nutrition information.
That's awesome. So how have you helped make an impact in these accomplishments through your efforts on social media for the company?
Well, social media has helped us build a brand image and brand consistency. We've been able to keep up with the times because our young kids love being featured on our social media. They love knowing they are really connected with our organizations. They aren't just another face in the crowd. They are a PYB athlete, a PYB student, and a part of the PYB family. Donors, supporters, organizations, and foundations love being able to see we are constantly working and constantly involved with our deserving student athletes. During our upcoming June push, we are heavily going to use direct Facebook donations and direct Instagram donations to gain more funding before the fiscal year ends. Our support numbers also have risen because people are constantly reposting and sharing our updates to their connections and network. Our board member, active on Facebook, has helped spread our mission to other leaders who wish to change the world and change Philadelphia. Social media also gives parents a chance to see what their kids are doing as they participate in our programs. That increases our reach and other families in their communities. In a recent event we had with Kobe Bryant, he tweeted about us afterwards, and we gained a lot of followers and a lot of momentum on social media because of that.
So tell me more about the event you guys had with Kobe Bryant.
So on March 21st, PYB student athletes and PYB school partner Andrew Hamilton Elementary School were surprised by the Philadelphia icon, creator, and Wizenart. PYB staff member Randy Butler led a discussion about Kobe's new children's book, The Wizenart Series. Kobe, PYB student athletes, and Randy Butler were joined by Kobe's high school English teacher in a reading circle to trade thoughts about the novel's life lessons that transcend the basketball court. Many of the book's themes align with PYB's mission, including the power of game of basketball, positive coaching and mentorship, and the importance of strong relationships in a young person's life. Following the roundtable discussion, the Andrew Hamilton School community joined in for an assembly featuring Kobe, his English teacher, Principal Fatima Smith, Kobe's high school coach Greg Downer, and PYB co-founder Doug Young. Following a structured discussion, students participated in a Q&A session with Kobe and the guests. After the event, Kobe tweeted about us, and that expanded our reach and gained us even more credibility as an organization and on our social media platforms. This exposure allowed our young people to be inspired and believe in our mission. One of the PYB student athletes featured, named Jaja Curry, was the kid who Kobe tweeted about. He hasn't stopped talking about that since the event happened. His family loved it, and his mom shared it on all her social media platforms too.
That's amazing that social media opened the door to that opportunity for your company. So how do you go about using these events as opportunities to further expand your brand?
Events like this are essentially free opportunity for social media promotion, and we can repurpose all media from these events for years to come. There's never a question, what do we post about today? While we don't want to constantly use this Kobe event or run it into the ground, it's great to have old events on the bench that can instantly be thrown into the game. We are constantly posting events as they happen. During MSPP, we use Instagram Story to show parents and supporters how our kids are growing on a day-to-day basis. For the Kobe event, we use pictures of the event, we coded them, and we have video clips of them that we are constantly using. We use that similar tactic for tournaments and our Game Time Gala. We are constantly reusing Game Time Gala pictures especially on Facebook, where we also get a lot of donations. The mature supporters love the memories that we are reposting. We can use old tournament media for future posts in order to increase engagement and participation. By using consistent language on social media posts that have the same basis and consistent appearance of graphics, it allows our brand to have a lasting value. One thing that has grown from this is hashtag PYBTBT. Every Thursday is dedicated to showing old events in order to keep the excitement for future ones going. Supporters and staff members also post pictures using that hashtag, and that has taken our community by storm. More connections have grown from that, from people that all agree with our mission and want to empower the young people from under-resourced communities.
So, talk to me about the advantages and disadvantages of the different types of social media that are out there right now, the popular kind.
The platforms we mostly use are Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook has an older demographic, and those users' average age happens to be 40 years old. Our board members' average age also happens to be 40 years old, and they have a wide platform. They have a wide platform with an age range that is more likely to be financially stable. Facebook is the world's most widely used social media platform, and we are always trying to establish our Facebook presence.
So, what are the advantages of using platforms like Twitter and Instagram?
Twitter allows us to post direct links to our website where people can find more information on our programs, especially our collegiate summer camp series. Twitter reaches a younger audience in the age range of 18 and 29 years old. It allows us to easily engage with our supporters and opens the door for conversation with the community.
And what about Instagram?
So with Instagram, we use less words and more so attract people with photos of young people playing basketball and short quotes. We use these graphics to connect people with our values and goals.
So you talked previously about repurposing media. Give an example of from one of your previous events, how you would take content from that event that you gained from that event and use it to support yourself on social media in the future.
I'll use the Kobe event as an example to answer this question. We use the same language, images, and clips on all of our social media platforms when we first posted about the day of the event. I started with Facebook when I posted about it. Facebook allows us to have more information in the post, so it is loaded with language that can be simmered down for Twitter and Instagram. This allowed me to turn the big content into smaller content. I also sent out an email to many of our supporters in our database using a platform known as Constant Contact. This email recapped the event for those who may have missed it but are not active on social media. This email had the same language that I use on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It also featured the same pictures, clips, and graphics. It is important to reuse old language and pictures to establish brand consistency.
How do you guys showcase your program development on social media?
To showcase our program development on social media, we use Instagram story live updates and Facebook story live updates so parents and supporters can see programming as it happens. We use a hashtag known as hashtag Academic Wednesdays to showcase the academic modules our students learn during programming. Hashtag Academic Wednesdays allows our supporters and donators to learn exactly what our kids learn during programming. Overall, social media allows our information to be easily seen, our efforts to be easily shown, and the change we make to be easily broadcast to the world, in addition to leading to opportunities such as the Kobe Bryant visit.